I want to go back to something Niraj asked before, and it was almost like he was setting me up to answer this, which was, here we can test the independent side effects of PARP inhibition in the absence of ADT, both in the biochemical recurrence study where we've now treated 29 patients and in the metastatic study where we've treated 6 patients. And what I can say is that even in these studies, fatigue is consistently the most common problem. So I do believe that some degree of fatigue is still present even in patients who are non-castrate. One interesting thing that I will point out, which I did not appreciate before, is that a lot of the PARP inhibitors, especially olaparib in my opinion, when it's given without castration, and maybe with castration as well, induces a dry cough. Somehow in the patients that I've seen, and in a few cases, it does produce this subjective feeling of slight breathlessness and a dry cough. And there have been a few cases of frank olaparib-induced pneumonitis. This is not efflorid pneumonitis, but when you stop the drug for a week, the cough disappears. And then when you put them back on the drug at the same dose or a lower dose, the cough often comes back. And I've seen this about 5% of the time. I have not seen this really being published or mentioned before, but it's something that I've observed.
Wow, that's really interesting. What about this man in terms of rucaparib? Again, how did he tolerate it?
He got some fatigue. He did not have an appetite suppression or an anorexia. He had no cytopenias to begin with. He did not develop cytopenias. So for him, actually, fatigue is really the only side effect. We're seeing him monthly for the trial, and we have to always ask. But other than fatigue, he didn't report anything else.
Just kind of curious, Emmanuel, where else in the world are people looking at PARP inhibitors in prostate cancer before androgen deprivation? Are there other trials doing that?
There's only 4 in the world, 2 are at Johns Hopkins, and the other 2 are neoadjuvant trials where a PARP inhibitor is being given before radical prostatectomy to try to understand what is going on pharmacodynamically in the prostate gland after treatment. I have not looked recently, but when we were designing those studies, there really weren't that many other ones.
Very interesting. Niraj?
Yeah, so we do have one trial with rucaparib in patients with biochemical recurrence after definitive radiation or chemotherapy, for patients who are selected for germline or somatic homologous recombination defect-related mutations. So this trial was definitely inspired by Emmanuel's trial, and we decided to just go ahead with selected patients as opposed to all patients, as you are doing.
That's fascinating. Just kind of curious, Niraj, have you seen the cough, shortness of breath thing that Emmanuel was talking about?
It's amazing how much I learned when I talked to Emmanuel and Oliver, right? So I'm thinking now, one of my patients did have cough.
Wow.
And patients still undergoing treatment. And we are using guaifenesin and codeine actually right now.
Wow.
For the cough. And I will definitely try to stop the drug. Otherwise, patient is doing fantastically well. Responding, PSA going down, single agent, rucaparib, no ADT on board. And when I noticed this cough like 3 months ago, I never thought about possibility of the drug causing the cough. But definitely, I will look into it.
I think it's probably a chemical drug pneumonitis, but I can't prove that. I don't think it's an immune-related, although it certainly could be as well. I have never tried steroids for it.